Thank you. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jenny Wang. So I'm engineering in the Intel IAGS team. So today I will give an introduction of BigDeal, which is a distributed deep learning framework for the big data. This is today's agenda. First, I will talk about the motivations, and then followed by the BigDeal execution models and evaluations. Then I'll talk about the real-world applications and future work. So as you know, in the recent years, the AI developed very fast. And in the industry, especially for the production data systems, people are very excited to leverage the deep learning functionalities to the existing big data pipelines. But to build the deep learning pipeline is very different from just build the deep learning algorithms or models. You can see from this diagram from Google in 2015, the big data analytics system is a very complex system, and it contains many components like the data collection, feature engineering, resource management, serving and monitoring, and the machine learning and deep learning code is only a small black box in system. So it is required that deep learning algorithms and models to be efficiently integrated into the big data analytics pipelines or workflows. But this integration to the big data analytics is a very challenging. You can see there's a big gap between the deep learning community and the big data community. In the deep learning communities, deep learning experts work on their specialized systems, and their focus is to improve the accuracy or the speed up some of standard deep learning benchmarks. And the benchmark data set like the ImageNet or Scott is always created and explicitly labeled. For this situation, it's very suitable to run the dedicated deep learning systems like the TensorFlow, or PyTorch, etc. But in the real world production environment, it's a very different case. The product data is always dynamic and messy, and it possibly needs implicit labeled. And in addition, instead of some ETL job or some data process job which need only run once, most of the data processing job is need to be iterative or recurrent. Like you need to do the back and forth development and the debugging, and also you need to do the incremental model update with the new production data. In this situation, it's very inefficient to run the different work node on the different systems. So that's why we create the big deal, which is implemented directed on the big data systems. It is not only to save the data transfer effort, but it also can improve the productivity of the development, debugging, and the deployment. And in the industry and the community, you can also see some solutions which is also address this challenge. But most of them use the connector approach. The connector approach is to create the interfaces to connect the deep learning components and the big data systems in the integrated workflow. But this adaption of the different system can bring a lot of overhead. You can see there has inter-process communications and the data serialization and the deserializations. And most importantly, it brings the impedance mismatch problems because of different execution models and different parallel mechanism for the deep learning component computations and the data processing systems. So that's why BigDeal do not use this method. So we implement directly on the big data system to avoid up this impedance mismatch problem. And let's look at inside of BigDeal. You know, the big data is based on the Spark, and the Spark is a functional coarse-grained computation platform. And the big deal distributed training is a data parallel synchronized mini batch based SGD optimizations. This is an algorithm of how the distributed training works. Before the training, the training data is converted into a RDD of samples. And the big deal also construct a RDD of models. So each element of this RDD is a replica of original neural network models. And for each iteration, there has two jobs. The first job is a model forward-backward job. And the second job is a parameter synchronization job. In the model forward-backward job, in each task of this job, it will read the latest weights, get a random batch of the local sample partitions, and calculate the errors and the gradients based on the local model replica. And in the parameter synchronization job, it will do the aggregation of the gradient and update the weights. Let's look at the details of the data parallel training. So you can see on each workers, it has one task for the model forward, backward. And before training, the sample RDD and the model RDD are already cached in memory. And these two RDD are co-partitioned and co-located. The task will zip these two RDDs and then calculate based on the co-located sample and model partitions. And after calculations, you can see on each workers, they got local gradients. The local gradients will be divided into n partitions. The n is the number of nodes in the cluster. And in the parameter synchronization job, they also have the n tasks. And each task will only in charge of the one partition of the parameter synchronizations. For example, the task one will only in charge of the synchronization of the first partition of the parameters. In the task one, all the first partition of the local gradients on all the workers will be shuffled to the task one. And the task one will do the aggregation of the gradients and then update the weights with the specified optimization method. And then get the updated first partition of the weights, and then broadcast the first partition of weights to all the workers. So from this way, a big deal implements the all reduce lag operations directly on top of primitives in Spark. So it uses the shuffle to do the gradient aggregation, and use the task side broadcast to implement the weight synchronizations and all the shuffle and the broadcast is based on the in-memory persistence on the Spark. That you may know that the all-reduced architecture is widely used in the deep learning frameworks, but the big deal implementation is very different with the classic all-reduced architecture. In the classic all-reduced architecture, it would run the multiple tasks and the task is stateful, and the task is interact with each other in the blocking fashions for synchronizations. And it requires the fine-grained data access and the in-place data mutation. So these features are very different from the big data systems. So we cannot directly use this architecture to implement big deal. So for big deal implementations, there has a series of short-lived Spark jobs. You can say in each iteration, it has two jobs. And each task in the job is stateless and non-blocking. From this way, big deal can handle the dynamic resource change automatically. like the preemption, the failure recovery, resource sharing, etc. And all these operations based on the existing primitives in Spark. From this way, the deep learning functionalities and the big data analytics is seamlessly integrated into the one single pipeline. And it completely eliminate the impedance mismatch problem. Let's look at some performance of the big deal. We did several experiments to evaluate the performance. For the computation performance, we compare the NCF training on the PyTorch 0.4 on NVIDIA P100 GPU compares with the same NCF training with Big Deal 0.70 and Spark 2.1 on the single Intel Xeon servers. And then you can see the diagram, the training performance of NCF using Big Deal is 1.6 times faster than the reference PyTorch implications. So this is reported by the MLPerf. So you can access the MLPerf 0.5 training results through this URL. And to evaluate the training scalability, Cree did the ImageNet Inception Wave N training on the various node of clusters of Intel Xeon servers. And it shows that the throughput scales almost linear up to 128 nodes and continues to scale reasonable up to 256 nodes. So we released a big deal in December 2016. And after that, a lot of big data users, they create their own applications based on big deal. Today, I'll share some applications. This is applications for the JD.com. JD.com is one of the biggest e-commerce company in China. So this use case is to do the object detection and image extraction, image feature extractions. So they create a pipeline. They have hundreds of millions of images stored in the edge base. And the pipeline will read all the images to the Spark and do the processing on Spark. And then use the big deal to load the pre-trained SSD cafe model and then do the distributed prediction with big deal. And then get the boxes and scores. With the higher score, it can crop the target image and then do the next processing for the target image and then use the big deal to load the deep bit cafe model and do the prediction to get the image features and then save the image features to the HDFS. Before they use Big Deal, they have previous solution which use the final GPU clusters. And they use the connector approach to implement this solution, similar like the Cafe on Spark. But this solution turns out to be very complex error prone because they need to manually managing the large scale distributed systems. And it also has the impedance mismatch issues. The mismatch in the data persisting parallelism can cause the reading data from edge base to almost half of total time. After they migrate to the big deal, the JD engineering implements the entire data analytics and the deep learning pipeline in the unified Spark paradigm. And it greatly improves the productivity of development and deployment. And for the overall throughput, you can see the solution with the big deal is 3.83 times the speed up compared with their previous GPU solutions. We have much more use cases already implemented with big deal. If you are interested, you can also check the appendix of this slide and also check the papers for the details. So FutureWork, after we open source the big deal, we receive a lot of response from community or big data users. So In order to facilitate the big data users to create end-to-end pipelines, we open source a new project named Analytics Zoo in the last year, and which is a unified data analytics plus AI platform. Because some users, they may not like to limit into one deep learning framework, so Analytics Zoo provide a distributed TensorFlow, Keras, PyTorch, and BigDeal training and inference on Apache Spark, and it also provides a distributed model serving, and it can support a different backend like the Flink or RAID, etc. So we welcome all the big data users. Oh, so if you want to get some more information, you can access our analytics tutorial on the Triple AI conference with this link. So we welcome the big data users and to use these two projects and to ask questions and give comments to us. And if you want to get the more information, you can access our GitHub repositories for the big deal and Analytics Zoo. Thank you. So, okay, let's.
Thank you for the talk, and she has done so well in time that we have all 5 minutes for questions. Questions? Maybe I'll get it started. Oh, okay. And I have a request to all the question askers to introduce themselves, because remember our Raghu told us to be nice to each other, and I think the first step is to introduce yourself. Saying that, I realize I do introduce myself. So I am Neeraja Yadvarkar. I am a postdoc at Stanford University. Over to Roxanne.
Hi, I'm Roxana Jambashu, Columbia University. So you went pretty fast through some of the other platforms, ML platforms like TFX and Apple's new. Could you say and differentiate a bit more in more detail?
Oh, so you mean you want to get some comparisons for the like the TensorFlow on Spark, Caffe on Spark, or TFX, or the Project Hydrogen? Yes, I can give us some information. So you know, the TensorFlow and Spark, they have different mechanism. So they use the Spark just as a data orchestrator. So they use Spark to dispatch the data to the different nodes. And then for the deep learning computations, they use TensorFlow or Caffe to do the computation and the communication between the different nodes. So actually, this that because the deep learning, the TensorFlow or Caffe, they have different execution mode. So they always have some problem. For example, for me, I run the Caffe on Spark before, and I feel it's very hard to do the failover, because if some node is failed, it cannot automatically recover. So I wait a long time, but no results, and I need to restart it again. And also for the project at Hydrogen, they have different implementations. They use the GAN scheduler, which can coordinate the different execution models, but they still have some issues, like the data path, they need to also move the data. The data path is still a very big overhead. So that's some examples of existing deep learning framework. Okay.
Questions? Okay, so I had a question actually. I think it's really important work that you're doing, because it's very important to develop frameworks so that we can all access, you know, this building this bridge is very important. My question is about your future work. I really like the idea of Analytics Zoo, but it looks like now you're going to enable us to access any framework. So it looked like there are so many options now, if you just looked at your
You have options to from the TensorFlow, PyTorch, etc.
Right. My question is, as a user, do I, what kind of control do I get, and how much do I need to turn the knobs in terms of, you know, knowing all throughout? Are there, are you thinking in terms of developing tools that would, you know, give us guidelines to users to choose automatically? Do you think that kind of work is important too?
So I think if you are user for TensorFlow before, so you may use the analytics to run your existing TensorFlow code. So you don't need to learn the big deal syntax, or you can use your existing TensorFlow and run on with analytics on Spark. Mm-hmm. But our mechanism is different with TensorFlow on Spark, so you can get many benefits from this Spark platform.
Okay, let's talk more later. If there are no other questions, we can move. Oh, there is a question. Great. Next speaker, I think it's Richard. Are you here? Yes, could you please set up?
Hi, my name is Jan. I work at SAP. So with BigDL, all the computations are happening on CPU cores, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So CPU cores are not as energy efficient for the operations that you get in comparison to like GPU cores today. So do you have any plans on maybe incorporating like support for performing some of the computations on GPUs or other accelerators as well?
Currently, you know, Intel did many optimizations for the on the CPU, like the we also use the MKR DNN or the ONI or other kind of accelerations. And for GPU, we're not very sure now. So currently, we only support CPU.
Okay, thank you very much.